Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today on our show, I will be bringing in Shelby Adrian Lynn. She's the director of marketing and commercial leasing with Eastdale Village Town Center. We'll be talking about everything that happens at Eastdale Village and give you a little bit of a description of what this town center means in Dutchess County. Also, we'll be bringing in Justin Corson. He is the owner of The Rec Room HV, located in the Poughkeepsie Galleria Mall. But before that, I want to tell you about some upcoming events that we have happening at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Also, remind everyone, this is a great time to get involved in your local business community. If you have any type of business, large or small, or a not-for-profit organization, if you're an employer here in the Hudson Valley, the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce is your preeminent resource for all things business here in the Hudson Valley. If you're looking for resources to help you as an employer grow, if you're looking for ways to network here in the Hudson Valley community, if you're looking for ways to connect to not-for-profit organizations and give back here in the Hudson Valley community, if you're looking for leadership programming, we're more than just a chamber of commerce. We're very much a community organization. Find out more on our website. It's at dcrcoc.org. DCRCOC.org, and you'll find all the news, events, information. Sign up for our newsletter. Find out more about how to get involved in the business community or how to connect with not-for-profits here in the Hudson Valley. If you want to come to some of our events and you want to find out what we're all about, we make it very easy for you. All you need to do is go to our website and register for our business after hours, which is January the 14th. This will be held at Shadows on the Hudson. It runs from 5 to 7 p.m. And right before the business after hours, we will have a business education seminar. So you can register for both of these events. Hit two birds with one stone on that same evening. We have a contact breakfast in the month of January. We have a Hudson Valley Young Professional Unwind networking event and so much more. Find all these and more on our website, dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. But when we come back, we'll be joined by Shelby Adrian Lind. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, from the Eastdale Village Town Center in Kirchhoff Properties, it's Shelby Adrian. She's the Director of Marketing and Commercial Leasing. So I just want you to take the opportunity, Shelby, and tell our listeners about you. Who is Shelby Adrian Lind?
Well, good morning. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, so I've been a Hudson Valley native my whole life. I live in this area. I started working here at Kirchhoff Companies about 6 years ago. They onboarded me for the project Eastdale Village Town Center to do specifically the marketing and the commercial leasing there. So tasked with about 120,000 square feet of commercial space, which has resulted in about 40 businesses currently operating at Eastdale, with about two or so left to finish. So a long 6 years in the making, but I really appreciate the vision that Joe Kirchhoff has for this project, and I've really enjoyed working on it.
So tell our listeners about Eastdale Village. For the folks that may be listening and don't know the facility and know the town center itself, talk about the concept, what it is, where it is, and all the like.
Sure. So Eastdale Village is a mixed-use development. It's a town center development located in the town of Poughkeepsie, just north of Adams Fairacre Farm on Route 44. The project itself comprises of about 400 luxury rentals that range from studios to three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath townhomes. So we can really cater to pretty much any type of demographic looking for an apartment. And the project also includes a commercial component, which is essentially a main street. So we set out essentially 10, 12 years ago when planning this project, we had this vision for building essentially the main streets that you know and love, the Rhinebeck-esque, the Beacon-esque main streets, including all essentially regionally or, you know, small business owners in this area.
This is a live-work community. You mentioned it, luxury. It's upscale. There's a lot of beautiful shops in there. So not only is it a live-work, but also it's a destination for people to be able to come and spend a day, go through the shops, take a look at all of the different items that are for sale from local businesses, but also have breakfast, lunch, have dinner. And there's a couple of great restaurants in there, one of which, a restaurant that has been around and has a reputation here in the community of being one of the best pizzerias around, and that's Pizzeria Posto. So that has been an anchor. They were one of the first to open up. And from there, it just flourished. The town center has really taken off, and everyone has built up around it, from Rossi's to the Blue Olive, which is now there. There's a wine store in there, La Cavista. You also have all types of small shops. Hudson Nails, of course. Spend a spa day there. Go and get your nails done.
Absolutely.
Manny Petty. But you also have other small businesses, too, such as Catherine Ryan, for example, State Farm. She's located in there with her insurance agency. The learning experience. So I want you to take a moment and go down through some of these small businesses and talk about what it is to have these small businesses there, because what I'm seeing is the opportunity for young entrepreneurs to seize this moment with Eastdale and get into a place that gives them tremendous exposure. We have not had anything like this at this scale in Dutchess County. So I want you to talk a little bit about that and some of the small businesses that have come in.
Yeah, absolutely. So a huge portion of this project, and Frank listed it really well. So we're searching for services, we're searching for restaurants, we're searching for retail. We're trying to find that perfect mixture of all the things that you might need in one place. And so with that being said, even I'd like to know, too, young is incredibly important to us, but also almost 65% of our businesses are women owned, which we're very proud of. So we like to take this opportunity from the get-go. You know, we have people reaching out. They're young. Maybe they want to open their first business. We're taking a chance on those. Or we even have, like you said, the Pizzeria Postos of the world looking for a second location. So we've really taken a lot of pride in the selection of businesses we have here. You know, iAppeal has recently opened, and that's a relocation. She was in LaGrange, and now she's here at Eastdale Village, right across from Cottage Square, which is our event space. So gorgeous eye doctor's office. She's got a wonderful selection of frames in there. You can get your eyes checked out, and it's just a great opportunity. Bertolozzi Physical Therapy is a really unique situation at Eastdale. She used to be in the iAppeal space, and within a year, she had quadrupled her business. So she came to us looking for a bigger space, and early on in the construction process, you know, we had a few spaces left. So she ended up then purchasing a space that was nearly three times, almost four times the size of her space. She now owns and operates in that building. And she was also able to launch a pediatric division of her services in there as well. All sorts of unique opportunities. Hudson Nails is a local husband and wife duo who've been in this area for a really long time. And she wanted to have the opportunity to own something and own a business here. So she opened up a gorgeous nail salon. You can get really high-end services there. The Blue Olive, really unique situation. You go in and it's basically a tasting room of all sorts of olive oils and vinegars. And John is actually an olive oil sommelier, which is really unique. A lot of people, affiliate sommelier with wine, and he is one of olive oils. So you really know he knows his stuff in there. And so, yeah. And then, of course, we have to talk about Eastdale Bagels because, you know, Alex. It's a staple. Alex has had tremendous success here. He came to us. I actually initially approached them because they're the family that owns Athena Gyro. And Alex said, well, you know, I know how to make a bagel. And I'm like, no, we're not really looking for that. And he was like, no, but I really do. Like, I was living down towards Westchester. I know how to make a really great water bagel. And then come to know he really does have the best bagels. He's two-time Best of Hudson Valley Bagel winner now, and it's just really great.
It's amazing to see the amount of people and traffic that go through there all day long. It's not mm-hmm. just a morning thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, people think of breakfast bagel, but he also does lunch bagels and, you know, serves throughout the course of the day. And it has become a destination. I see people that come there from all over the place. Mm-hmm. And when people come to town to visit, they always comment on, oh, we have to stop at Eastdale Bagel on our way through or on our way back.
Oh, yes. It was chaos there this morning.
Yeah, as it is all the time. Of course, there's Keller Williams in there as well. They're a member of ours at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Jolie Aesthetics. Talk a little bit about Jolie Aesthetics.
Yeah, so Jolie is a medi spa. You can get everything from Botox to fillers to really great facials. It's really just kind of this luxury self-care experience. They've got an IV bar in there, so you know you're feeling a little bit dehydrated, you had a little bit too much fun this weekend, or even, you know, sports teams often go in there, book that room out, get an IV treatment, or just a really beautiful space with a lot of really talented estheticians and the medical doctor there, Elvita, is just wonderful, and she's done a great job building up that brand. And that's a new business for them as well. That was a collaboration of a bunch of people who were kind of working in the scene, came together, and now have this really great medi spa.
So this is, as we mentioned, a destination for people to go shopping. Think local first. You want to support your small businesses. This is the perfect venue to go. Daffodil's Gift Shop, Amanda's Macaroons and Pies. Mm-hmm. There's so many little gems and hidden treasures right there in Eastdale Village. You can spend the entire day there. Like I said, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And of course, do all of your shopping right there. Support some of our local businesses. The full listing is right on the Eastdale Village website. Go to EastdaleVillage.com, EastdaleVillage.com, and you can navigate the website, find all of the local businesses that are right there. And of course, it talks about the amenities of the facility as well. We talked about luxury living. Of course, that's what it's based around. All these small businesses are there. But the luxury living is really tremendous because it's something that we don't have here in Dutchess County at this scale. So I want you to take the opportunity. Talk about the amenities. Talk about the community itself for Eastdale and some of the events that you create for those that live there and to attract people into it.
Sure. So, of course, the luxury rental component is huge here at Eastdale. It allows us to have 1,000 people living within walking distance of our main street. So these units, they have luxury vinyl tile flooring. They've got granite kitchen and bathroom countertops. We've got over 40 different floor plans for you to choose from. Everything from, like I said, if you're looking for a townhome with a garage, we have that. You're looking for a studio, you're in college, we have that. We've got very large two bedrooms. We've got very small two bedrooms. We've got everything in between. A pool, a clubhouse for the residents to use. Our community liaison, Maggie Jones, does a great job at just programming events for residents in general. And then another portion of my job here at Eastdale is doing all of the public events. So we have events that take place pretty much year-round, everything from Second Fridays, every second Friday of the summer, that's live music and food trucks, to we have a farmer's market that takes place every first and third Sunday through the summer. This year, we're also launching like an acoustic music series. So if you know of someone who's an acoustic musician, please send them our way. We've got Movies on Main, where we show movies every fourth Saturday of the month. So really, throughout the summer especially, we're trying every single weekend to do something here at Eastdale.
And there's a farmer's market as well that you've put together. And
exactly.
That's a nice amenity to have for the folks that are residents there, but also for people to come from the outside.
Sure.
And certainly support some of those local small farmers here in the Hudson Valley area. But also, I want you to tell our listeners about some of those special amenities for the people that live there. Obviously, there's the town center itself, but mm-hmm. you have On the Green, and then you have the community room. And talk about some of those amenities like the pool and so on.
Sure. So as a resident, you have so many opportunities here at Eastdale. We've got a beautiful clubhouse that also houses our gym, our card room, and a movie room. So like I said, Maggie's in there. She's planning a movie matinee for you every single week. We've got bingo. We've got bunko. They do paint and sip series in there. And then also as a resident, you can rent that clubhouse. So, you know, you don't want to host a party in your apartment because it's a bit on the tinier side, or you're looking for something a little bit different. You can rent that clubhouse, and it's a beautiful space. We also have two dog parks. We've got walking trails that back up to the back of the property. So if you're outdoorsy, that's great for you as well. You know, like I said, we have so many different floor plans. If you want a private entry unit, you have access to that. You want to live in something that feels more like a hotel, our elevator building is perfect for that. So yeah, it's a really wonderful, quiet place to live if that's what you're looking for, but also with the option to access something like walking to grab your coffee, walking to grab your bagel, shopping at our stores. It's just a really great place to live, and we find that most people end up staying and have been with us, honestly, for the past 4 or 5 years.
Shelby Lind, Director of Marketing and Commercial Leasing with Eastdale Village Town Center here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. Shelby, I want to thank you for taking the time to come in and be with us today and share with our listeners about all the things happening at Eastdale Village and tell our listeners about what Eastdale Village is. And of course, folks can always find Eastdale Village online at eastdalevillage.com. It's eastdalevillage.com, or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce website at DCRCOC.org. Eastdale Village makes it very easy for you to think local first and support some local businesses, especially those women-owned businesses that are right there in Eastdale Town Center. Again, eastdalevillage.com. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by the Rec Room HV. Justin Corson will be here. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, the owner of Rec Room HV, Justin Corson. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Frank. I really appreciate being here.
So, Justin, this is such a unique concept, and I know you've done your homework, but before we get into Rec Room and what the Rec Room is all about, I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about Justin Corson. What brought you to the Hudson Valley? I will say you're a transplant of sense, although yeah. Now you're a native.
Yes, definitely.
But yeah. You came here for one distinct reason, and you decided to stay. So talk about that.
Well, you know, I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and I was going through some hard times with a business that I was running in, you know, 2008, decided to change things up a little bit, and I moved up to this part of the country, and I was operating a little bakery with my brother briefly and kind of bouncing around with not really doing too much, and I finally applied to the Culinary Institute of America, which I had planned on doing when I was 18, but never did, and that really is what got me to stay around here. I made a lot of connections. At the time that I was going to school, I met my now wife, and so that's pretty much what, you know.
So the Culinary Institute of America is what really kept you here.
Yeah.
Of course, creating a family doesn't hurt either.
Absolutely, yeah.
But now you've created a business, and you're located in the Poughkeepsie Galleria Mall, known as the Rec Room HV. Now, I want you to tell our listeners what this concept is, how you came to it, and what it's all about.
It's really about mental health. It's about relieving stress. It's about having an outlet for people to do it in a healthy and safe way. You know, it's the formation of this is kind of it's a big part of a struggle that I had in life trying to start up a new business. And I was going into this social media business that I was thinking I had this amazing new concept for, and it didn't pan out. So I was talking to a therapist about, you know, what should I do? You know, I've invested all this money in this, you know, and she just said, just cut your losses. And, you know, if I was going to start a business in the Hudson Valley, it would be a rage room because there's nothing like that around here. And somebody that she is originally from the area and has moved to Florida, and they're huge in the South.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's like, there's one in almost every town here and there's nothing there.
So I've mentioned the name now several times, the Rec Room, Rec Room HV. And initially, when someone said to me, oh, the Rec Room HV is joining the chamber, I said, oh, is it a recreational room? recreational is what came to mind for me. And I think most people probably think recreation first is what we hear the most. But this is Rec with a W, W-R-E-C-K. So that leads into the Rage Room concept. So talk about the Rec Room. What is a Rec Room? So what happens there?
The reason for Rec Room, too, is it kind of that play on words a little bit, but also because, you know, we don't only want to invite angry people. You know, I feel like the word rage room implies that you have to have a lot of pent up anger and you're just an angry person. And so you just need something like that. We're a recreational wrecking space. So it's like we're rec and rec. It's and it's been amazing seeing how many people, you know, come in that aren't angry. They need to just sort of do something different. They're sick of, you know, the kind of same old thing that's been going around. So that's been really cool. But the most rewarding thing for me is seeing how many people it really does help. You know, people walk out and you can see they're like a different person. Like there's the stress is just completely gone from them.
So talk about the experience. So someone comes into the Rec Room. What happens there?
a lot of smashing. We set up a room full of various items that, you know, range from floor tiles, mugs, you know, china plates and like, you know, tea sets and stuff like that. Electronics. Yeah, we include an electronic item in every one of our basic rec packages, which none of the other rage rooms around here do. It's, you know, I've looked at a lot of the other competition and you get very little for a lot of money. And so that's, you know, we want to be something that's accessible to the community and something that's not overpriced and where you're getting a lot of smash for your cash, you know.
Smash your cash. A lot of great coins here. And my creativity goes wild with this. But I want you to continue to tell our listeners about what the experience entails. Yeah. So they're going to get a baseball bat? Is that what they
get? They get all kinds of stuff. So when you come in, you obviously have to sign a waiver because you're doing a really dangerous activity. You know, it's extremely fun, but you
safety
you have
glasses.
Safety first. So
helmet?
We have helmets with flip-down face shields. Okay. And then we provide gloves. And we require long pants and closed-toed shoes. Those are an absolute must. No exceptions, like no Crocs, no flip-flops, anything, because there's a lot of broken glass that gets flying around the room. So you come in, you sign the waiver, you suit up before we go back into the danger zone, if you will, and we take you into the room and walk you through safety, and then we leave you, you know, in the room to destroy everything in the room. So there's, you know, platforms, wood furniture that'll be in the room where stuff is set. You know, plates, video game controllers, computer monitors, printers, all kinds of different stuff. And then you destroy that. We have crowbars, we've got bats, we've got metal pipes, you know, all kinds.
And you just go to town.
Yeah.
Smashing it up, wreck it up, take out all that pent up energy. This is great for the kids that have so much energy. You don't know what to do with them. Come on, we're going to go to the Rec Room, middle of the winter, and they're just cooped up in the house, can't get them outside because it's too cold. Bring them to the Rec Room and let them go to town on destroying some stuff. Don't destroy my house. Yeah. You can destroy here.
Yes, it's not practice for destroying the house. It's a place where they can do it safe. You know, I've had so many. It's funny that you say talking about the kids. I assumed my biggest customers were going to be like, you know, girls' night, dudes' night, date night, that kind of thing. But
people getting a divorce.
Can
you put this picture up?
And you absolutely can.
Do you have a divorce package? Let me ask that question.
I should do that. But honestly, I always tell people.
So this is where my creativity is going crazy.
Bring it on in.
But, do the divorce package. You could do the job package. Yeah. You know, you can put up the company logo for someone. I don't encourage that. You can't do that as a chamber
of avoid,
commerce.
Like, you know, businesses and politics. We're just like, no, we'll just stick with personal stuff here. But the most rewarding thing has been seeing that our most common customer is a parent and their kid.
Yeah.
You know, and it's this bonding experience. And a lot of the kids are getting bullied and their parents are walking them through that whole process.
So are you videotaping this for them? Can they buy a video?
We encourage people to videotape for themselves. They can record and take pictures while they're in there. But I do actually have, I was thinking about this, that I have all of the security camera footage and people love to see that angle. And I have a monitor up front in the lobby where you can watch people doing their smash sessions. And so people go nuts watching that. It's a lot of fun.
Wow, what a great concept. For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, you're listening to the voice of Justin Corson. He's the owner of the Rec Room HV located in the Poughkeepsie Galleria Mall. And we're talking about the concept of a rage room here in the Hudson Valley. Take out all your stress, your frustrations. If you're switching jobs and you want to take it out on your old employer, pretend employer, or perhaps you're switching relationships and you just need to take out some frustration on some mechanical devices, electronics, all types of glassware and so on. And you can do that right at the Rec Room, in this case, Rec Room HV. And you can find some information about the Rec Room HV right on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's dcrcoc.org. And if you go right to our business directory, put in the word rec, put in the word rec, and they will be the first to come up. Of course, if you click through to the Rec Room HV, you can navigate to their website. Or if you want to go directly to their website, put in recroomhv.com, W-R-E-C-K, roomhv.com, and you can find their full listing on their website of everything that the Rec Room entails. There's some great photos in there. I see that you have a lot of decor in the rooms as well. Oh, so yeah. It's not just a blank room. It's kind of a neat facility to go into in its own right.
Yeah. Well, and we have a big party room in the back where I had a graffiti artist come in and do a huge tag. And then up front, you could see the piece that I had him do too. I mean, he did such a
job. That's a neat idea. The parties. Talk about that.
Yeah. So I actually have a big group coming in today. Right after I leave here, I'm going to be going over there to set up for a group of 12 people. We shut down the whole place if you do one of our party packages, which includes food. And we set up our giant party room with unlimited smash time. So it's a really cool thing for birthday parties, corporate events, and, you know, really anybody that wants to just come in and have, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours of nonstop smash.
So, Justin, the holiday season is upon us.
Yes.
It's gift-giving time. What a great idea to give the gift of stress-free living.
It's the best. So, and thank goodness I just got all my gift cards. They came in. I've been trained on how to load them, and I actually sold my very first one yesterday. So that was really exciting.
So if you want to give the gift of a stress-free life or give the gift of rage, if you will, take out your rage, you can do that right at the Rec Room. You can purchase gift cards there. Talk about the cost to do this. What are the basic packages, and what are some of the packages that you offer?
Yeah, so and if you do want to come in and get a gift card, we're located right next to Lens Crafters at the Poughkeepsie Galleria. So that's where you can come pick those up. But, you know, the packages really, they go from really basic to really advanced. So you can come in if you just want to do something quick on your break, no pun intended. And we have 12 packs of beer or soda bottles that we sell for $9. And then our basic rec package for two people starts at $90 for 20 minutes, but you get a room full of smashables with, you know, 12 pack of beer bottles, six pack of liquor bottles or wine bottles. You get an assortment of small items that range from like a video game controller to mugs to floor tiles, all kinds of little things that are kind of fun to smash. And then one medium-sized electronic item, which a lot of the other places around don't even offer anything like that. And, you know, for their more advanced packages. So we set up the room with some, you know, furniture, whether, you know, metal, wood, or a mix of both. And if you break all that stuff too, awesome. Good job.
So a great gift for someone in your life that needs some anger management.
Yeah.
Take them to the Rec Room HV. Purchase a gift card. You can do it right in the Poughkeepsie Galleria Mall. I want to thank Justin Corson for coming in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, telling us about his great concept, which is a rage room here in the Poughkeepsie Galleria in the Hudson Valley. If you want to find out more information about this great concept, visit recroomhv.com. That's Rec Room, W-R-E-C-K, roomhv.com. Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. I want to thank our listeners for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. That's all we have time for on our show today. But if you want to find out more information about events that are happening all throughout the Hudson Valley region, or perhaps events that are happening at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce to support our small businesses throughout the Hudson Valley, all you need to do is visit our website, dcrcoc.org. Thanks for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show in this holiday season. Remember, think local first here in the Hudson Valley. Bye-bye.